Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing.
Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And we're here to have a wonderful healing session tonight with everybody. So we'll just do a lot of sample healings. We can talk about the 8-hour call coming up this Sunday, which will be, you know, for the shapeshifters that people have in them, shadow bodies, the extraterrestrial parasites and worms that we've taken off on many shows here. In fact, if you're curious what we're talking about, if you're a first-time caller or listener, you just go on to the BBS archives, and on, let me see, it's 11:30:07. We replaced a lot of these worms, or took them out of you, with some light energy. And then also on 10:10:08, we also did some of these alien in a row that we're doing this process here. And even if you haven't been on the other two, each one is very beneficial. So do come on. Just contact me, and we can figure out a special price for you since you missed the first two. But here we go. We're getting ready now to do an emotional clearing for everybody. And tomorrow night we have Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship if you're interested. And that program starts at 9 o'clock. So I thought I'd just say that initially here. So if you want to go to the Light Ship for some healing, we go there for probably about 10, 15 minutes during the BBS program here. So here we go. Let's take out some entities. Entities are earth-based. These are emotional bodies of people who passed on. In fact, we'll do a little different this time. We're going to first do earth-based ones. These are like your relatives that have passed on, your neighbors, people you don't even know. And they all come into your body to experience life because they lost their host. And the host is like yourself. Remember, when your emotional body leaves your body after your body dies, it now will be an entity unless you have it released and have a healing done for it. Most people are unaware of this, so it'll also be floating around if that's the case, looking for another body to come into because it naturally wants to live and it needs that life force energy from your body. So here we go. Coming on. Getting rid of these energies. These are earth-based. So here we go. We're clearing them right now. And we work at the bottom of our feet. And moving up to our ankles now. Remember that they can bring you pain. If you stub your toe or something or twisted an ankle, they can actually come into you because they have that energy with them and they can cause you more of what you have. So here we go. Ankles. Going up to your knees now. Okay. And here we go. Coming up now to your hips. Now these are earth-based entities. Another way of saying it, these are ghosts. So if you ever notice somebody who changed the way they respond to you or to other people, they don't act normal. They look like they're possessed. This is the reason these entities come in. So we'll just call them ghosts to make it very simple for everybody. Everybody knows what a ghost is, and they come into our bodies. You can have hundreds, if not thousands, of these things with you. So here we go. Going up now around your power chakra area. Remember, if you had maybe some type of pain there, they could be causing that. And now we're going up, heart area. Moving up to your shoulders, going down your arms, elbows, wrist, your palms, fingers. And now we're going to go to your head, neck, forehead. So just kind of feel the energy leaving you. And we're going to bring more of your spirit now back into your body. I'll count to 10 as the spirit fragments of you have left. And here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm bringing you more back into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you should feel a little more present in your body, maybe a little more consciousness. So again, you might want to look in a mirror and see your eyes a little bit brighter. So let's do another entity type of release. These are the entities that you picked up from going into parallel universes, parallel lifetimes, okay? Remember, they can come back and hop onto your spirit and get a free ride in here. This is what we release from you on this Sunday call here, which could be known as shapeshifters and also maybe shadow bodies. So here we go. And if you're brand new to the program, you might want to check with the website, creationlightship.com, and you can go to the alien attack removal, and for $30 for the whole month, you can have these things also released from you. But this special call this Sunday will get rid of a lot of these. Most people are not typically dedicated enough to stay on the website continuously to have these things released. So we do actually a lot more on the conference call. So here we go. These are entities that body hopped from the dark side. These are all dark side energies. Remember, the light only works in the now, only has one lifetime. So these are entities from strange planets, universes that you know nothing about that came into you. So here we go, working with the bottom of your feet. Okay. And moving up to your ankles. A lot of energy here, people. And calves. And knees. Waist. And we'll go into your abdominal area now. And now moving up to your shoulders, elbows, wrist, palm of your hands, your fingers, your joints, your fingernails. Move up now, going up to our neck. And head, ears, eyes, mouth, the whole head area, also our hair. Get them out of you here. And you might just see the difference between Earth-based and alien type of entities here that are off this planet. And here we go. We're going to now bring in more of your spirit to your body. And I'll count to 10 as you come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm here, and I'm happy to be here tonight with you and with all the people listening and those that are on the fast chat. I see quite a few names already, so it's great. Everyone's gathering to find out what's happening with the light ship tonight and what we can do to all for all of us to get these entities out of us, get our spirit back in, and make some real progress here and find out more about what you have to say about our world, our Earth, and what the light ship is here to help us with. So it's great that we can come together like this. And it's really wonderful, Ron, that you're making this available for people. And I will just mention to everyone that this is something that Ron does 4 times a week on BBS and also on other stations completely just out of his own pocket as part of his mission. And if you'd like to support that, that would be very much appreciated. You know, as you know, on every single radio program, Ron does live healings for people, and you know, that's part of his heart and his mission. And you can support that by either making a PayPal donation, which there's a link right on the Creation Lightship page for, or if you'd like, and this is really wonderful, come on as a sponsor for one of the programs. You can sponsor one radio show, and you'll be on the air for that whole show, and you'll be able to ask all of the questions that you'd like to ask about the Lightship, and request samples of the different healings that you'd like to experience. And for that period of time on the show, you'll be just completely in the Lightship energy, and it's just absolutely wonderful. So if you'd like to do that, please connect with Ron and just find out how you can. It's very easy to do, and it doesn't cost very much to contribute in that way. And that goes a long way to helping other people hear about the Lightship through these broadcasts and through the archives. So I guess over to you, Ron.
Okay, so I see we just kind of have some questions here. I guess we have some newcomers on here. They're wondering about alien entities, possibly. How could they be in my body? What are they? And unless they just visit the website, I can talk about them. A shapeshifter resides in most people, and they don't normally come forward and live or show themselves, I should say, to other people. We probably have seen a lot of movies with them in there. If you have seen a movie where somebody changes physical form and then all of a sudden they turn back into, you know, the normal type of human-looking person, then that's what happened was when they changed maybe, let's just say they changed shape-shift into a bat or something, and then they came back into physical form, then that was a shapeshifter. So we have them in people here, unfortunately. Normally, they don't show themselves, and but they do come forward, and you can actually find them when you look at some people, and you might, like I say, they may only come forward for a split second. So you're looking at somebody, and all of a sudden you notice that their eyes are completely different. Maybe they have like a cat eye, you know, with the pupil a little different or the iris different in the eye. And then you take another take on it. Maybe it changed colors. Maybe it was actually green looking at you and the person had blue eyes, you know, a second before. Or maybe you see them with a scaly face. Maybe you see them with horns on their head. Maybe you see them with a tail. Maybe you see them with little claws coming out of their chest. All these things are possible. And you look and do a double take on it, and now the person is normal again. And you go, wow, what did I see? You know, maybe I'm just seeing things, or maybe because you haven't seen it before, your mind won't accept it. And, you know, you kind of like space out a little bit and go, well, that's just, you know, maybe I've seen this cartoon version in my head, and it really wasn't real. Well, you actually saw a shapeshifter. And so this is what's here. And a lot of people have them inside of themselves. And they only come forward when they wish to monitor what's happening here on the Earth as they come forward to be physical. Then they report back their findings typically to the particular race of aliens that they have come from. So they actually share your body with you. And that's kind of one type of being. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have a very good question from August on the Fast Chat, which is, how is it humanly possible to live in our physical body with all these beings residing in our bodies? And, wow, that is a great question because it brings up the question, which is, if we are not there, then who is? And also, if we're not there, or at least we're not there fully, then where is the rest of us? Where are we? Where are we going when we're not here? So maybe you'd like to talk about that, Ron.
Yeah, it gets pretty disconcerting once you find out these things. At first, you might think, well, maybe it's, you know, something to do with the sci-fi movies. You know, that really can't be true. You know, you're watching it on TV, which is just strictly a validation, you know, of what is actually here. And the people who are the producers or writers, and writers actually know about this. They channel the information from collective consciousness, which is controlled by the aliens, so they actually give you a clue what's really happening here. So they do come into our bodies. Now, the question I guess you would say is, why are they here? So most people think they don't have them inside of themselves. So we'll just say that you don't have one, okay? Or you don't have, you know, 500 or 1,000 of them, okay? So now it's your we'll just say your neighbor now has it, okay? That way it's kind of a little more distant from you. So how did your neighbor get these shadow bodies, these alien life forms, these shapeshifters in them? Well, are they in their body 100% with their spirit? Probably not. And so if you're not home, who is? So if you're only like 10% in your body, then you're kind of walking around like a zombie. People who are like 5% in are normally the people that could be in jail, in prison. It could be the person who cannot hold a job. Maybe they're taking drugs. Maybe they're like a street type of person. Maybe living out of trash cans or, you know, unable to function. And so they're still living, and these things naturally are a host, and they come into the body, and they found a body to live in here. And so why is that possible? It's because they had lost their spiritual protection from the light because they forced out their spirit in their body. And how do they do that? They may have taken drugs or alcohol. They may not have been able to hold the consciousness initially. Maybe they've been through a lot of trauma in their life. And all that actually makes the spirit leave the body because it's not love energy. Maybe they did too much meditations, got out of their body. Maybe they did astral traveling. All these things are negative. Maybe they've been to church too many times and prayed to the aliens, and they got attacked by the aliens through their prayers. Remember, when you pray, you're at P-R-E-Y to what you're P-R-A-Y-ing to. I'll repeat that. When you pray, you are connecting to an extraterrestrial God energy. That's why they brought religions here. So you could not connect to yourself. You have to go to something else because you're not fully conscious of your spiritual powers. And so they dilute that from you. So you pray outside of yourself to become prey to the alien life forms that you're connecting to, according to. And this is why humanity is in the state that it's in. Because people do not understand that they already have the divine with them. So when you start searching outside of yourself and doing special energetic transmissions, attunements, etc., then you are connected to the darkness. And the darkness creates what I call the fabricated light of the darkness. It looks just like the light that was created by the true light. And your spirit does not know the difference because it's been forced here so long in reincarnation, you know, through thousands of lifetimes. So it doesn't really understand or know divine truth, even though it was created from it. So naturally, each lifetime that it has lived here, it takes on the spiritual blueprint or the emotional blueprint, we'll call it that, of that lifetime. And whatever it believed in that lifetime, the person living is passed on to the spirit. So the spirit gets brainwashed. And this is why the light ship comes once every 2,000 years to help humanity here on this planet, also across the whole universe of life. But we're only here, so it doesn't matter what they're doing elsewhere. It makes no difference. Because we're here living here. What's going on somewhere else is not really our concern. So mainly it's here to help you. This energy comes here once every 2,000 years to the people who are able to get awakened somewhat. Remember, it's hard to change your belief system. If you have, 1,000 past lifetimes or more, you carry the belief of all of your particular lifetimes with you. So when you hear something that you haven't been taught before and it's very distant to you, then it's very hard to change that belief system. And this is why so many people have not ascended off this planet every 2,000 years, and why we're overpopulated is only because they bought the wrong system. They went into the mind energy, which the dark side brought here, the aliens, as opposed to the energy inside of your heart in the present moment. And this is kind of the whole thing in a nutshell. So you must change your belief system to get back in touch with your spirit that resides within you, which is connected to the light. And so what happens is your spirit, because it doesn't understand completely about parallel lifetimes, it will go off into a body, a clone body, just like your own, to parallel universes made by the darkness that look like this one. And its obligation is to help to give life force to that body along with heal the body. And so all of a sudden you bring it into this lifetime, the entities, the energies from that particular life that you've been into. And that gives you the deja vu patterns and everything else that you experience here. So this is kind of it in a nutshell. Like I say, if you're not home, who is? And the reason why people have these things inside of them, number one is because the aliens brought it to you, stored it inside of your DNA like living time bombs, and then you hit a certain time in your life, they get activated. Why did it happen initially? Because the body was not protected by the spirit. The spirit left. So you're actually doing a cleanup right now to bring everything back into spiritual integrity with your body. Remember, you're dealing with your body here. People think that you're here to have your spirit evolve. Your spirit doesn't really need any evolution. It needs to be told the truth. But as far as evolving, as far as karmic lessons, etc., that's all dark side agenda. So you're here to, that I'm talking to, if I'm talking to your spirits, is only here to help to heal the body and to be able to experience creativity in the life form that you're residing in right now. And so this is the process, and your body would like to go through the ascension time. Remember, your body genetically, if it's still here right now and you're listening to this program, has probably missed, you know, if your body has been here for 100,000 years genetically, then if you divide 100,000 by 2,000, you missed a lot of ascension times, okay? Because every 2,000 years, the light ship comes and gets rid of the darkness by disconnecting, turning off its universe of light. And then there's darkness, a void we'll call it, and then the darkness can no longer come into the territory of light, and the light ship then collects all that it can of what it created, and then at some point it gets turned back on again. The frequency of light gets turned on. The universe of light now is recreated, and it starts anew again. And this is what happens every 2,000 years. And so it's the way that the light can hold its spiritual integrity because the darkness wishes to creep into it. And all these life forms are coming into the bodies only because your spirit has not been with you. Maybe, you know, your ancestors, because you're living the life of them, your ancestors may have turned to darkness by mind energy. Maybe they did some type of special healing, prayed. All the other people for the sun gods, you know, all this stuff happens. Everything from the past. So you are living your ancestors' belief system. This is why it's so hard to have people understand what really is happening in the light, because you have too many false belief systems running at one time. And if you use your mind inside of your head, your mind is connected to the darkness, because the darkness created universal mind, collective consciousness, and this is all controlled by the aliens, life forms that are not of the light, so that you're unable to get rid of this collective consciousness. And the only way you can is to go to your heart center. That's still your sacred space. So you must bring your spirit more into your body by having specialized clearings from the light ship, because the body cannot heal itself. Your spirit is not powerful enough to get rid of these densities because it's been trapped here for so long. And the light ship has a lot more horsepower than what your spirit has. It works through your spirit because it needs your spirit in your body. If you didn't have a spirit in your body, the light ship could not help you. And there are people out there who've had their spirit stolen. They went to dark side practitioners that looked like they were working in the light, for the light. And just by having a special attunement, having somebody do laying on hands on you, anything like that could bring you into a dark side energy very, very easily. And now you're corded to this negativity, and they're taking away your life force. So anyway, the whole process is, why do you have these things in you? It's because you are not fully in your body 100% to have your spirit ward off these energies. and they come in. Whenever there's a void, these things come into you because they want to live off of you also. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so thank you for that wonderful explanation of how that happens. It makes makes it so much easier to understand what's going on here. We've got a few requests for some healing samples. Would this be a good time, Ron, to get into that?
Yep, time's moving on, so yeah, that's good.
The okay, great.
By very, very quickly. So let's
yeah, it sure does. They should change the saying, time flies when you're in the moment, or time doesn't exist when you're in the moment, I guess is what it is.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, let's see. We have Mia, and she's requesting a sample of the pain body clearing.
Okay, so we'll do this here. We just went to the pain room on the light ship tonight before this program. So we'll do a pain body clearing. So here we go. I'll go back 7 days. So 7 days ago cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And on the light ship, what we do, when we go there for $20 Mondays and Fridays for 1 hour, we actually go into a special room. And this room is dedicated to that. You're in the room normally for the whole session. Our time would be 1 hour. The light ship's time being out of time can be any amount of time. So it's kind of elusive there. And we bring in a special energy for this healing. But right now we just cleared part of the energy from your pain body. So if you are interested in having a clearing, if you do have pain, remember all of your ancestors' pains are with you. And you're experiencing that. And it will also bring to you the experience over again of your ancestors. So if they somehow maybe hurt a finger, you know, 20,000 years ago, and your body now wants to heal that pain, it will set itself up, okay, because you haven't understood consciously enough and asked your body about what needs to be healed next. It will set itself up and maybe have somebody hurt your finger. Maybe they might have somebody hit it with a hammer. Maybe your body might say, no, nobody's around, but they don't get this here. And so what I'll do now is have my finger get slammed in a car door. That's one way. Maybe I'll have it get twisted as you know, maybe you're doing something with your hand and it happens to hit the wall and it hurts. So it's going to set itself up so that you're able to get the attention of that location. And normally we only get that attention through pain, okay? And so the pain all of a sudden wakes us up and we go, man, something's happening here. And that's how the body responds to a problem. And so this is why we have such negativity here, because people are not conscious enough to heal their body. This is why the light ship does instantaneous healings. We have to go through the different bodies to get rid of this energy. And normally it takes about 1 hour. And this would help everybody immensely for the different healings that we have. So what happens is you now have a hurt finger and you go, wow, I did really a stupid thing. Well, your body set yourself up for it. Or maybe it transmitted the energy out into the cosmos around you. Maybe the dark side even did that to you. Either way is basically the same thing, because you're going to have a healing, hopefully. So the dark side could have set you up to maybe have an awful situation. Your spirit goes, wait a minute, you know, I don't want to go along with this astrological chart of this pain, because remember, that's what's running your life is your natal chart. They just don't get it into detail from second to second. And so all of a sudden, the dark side says, we're going to cause you to have a broken arm. Your spirit goes, oh, no, I don't want to have that happen. It's too strong. And maybe it just caused you to have a bruised arm instead, but you're still set up by the darkness. And then on the other side of the coin, your body may set itself up, too, because it wants to get a healing. Maybe it sees cancer coming your way or something really awful coming down the pike because your body has a programmed death barcode, which is what we clear away, too. So this programmed death barcode that you may have, your body now wants to heal itself, so it has to get your attention. Remember, we only understand stuff in pain. And so this is why living here on the earth is very hard, because A lot of people have not only physical pain, but emotional pain. And that's because the past has not been healed. So I hope that helped, helped you, Mia. And, we'll do another clearing here. We'll do a, emotional clearing. So 7 days ago cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And as I do these clearings, I kind of smile. There's probably people who've been listening to me for quite a while, you know, who are on the program, maybe on the fast chat or not here. And they probably know what I'm talking about as I explain all this over and over and over again. I've did probably, you know, over 450 of these shows and going to expos and stuff, and I enjoy doing it, but man, at times it gets to be very old because I'm just saying the same thing, maybe a different way, and maybe somebody needs to hear it, you know, 50 times before they finally get it. This is why Jesus talks in parables. So this is what we're doing on this program. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So next we had a request for the mind of the body clearing sample. I think that was from Ren.
Okay, here we go. So if anybody's out there and they have a testimonial and they want to call it in about the healing for the last 8 hour sessions, it'd be wonderful just to have somebody come on and tell everybody listening how beneficial it was to you. So I would love to have some phone calls about that. So here we go. This is the mind of the body. So here we go. 7 days ago cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared.
Okay, great. So you mentioned wanting to have someone call in, so I'll just give everyone the call-in number for Friday night. It's 888-228-4494. That's 888-228-4494. That's the call-in number for BBS Station 2. And, yeah, we'd love to hear from you. So please go ahead and call in if you'd like to share your experiences with the 8 hour session or any of the clearings that Ron's done. And, we just did the mind of the body sample. And Ron, could you just briefly describe for anyone that might be, new to this what the mind of the body is all about?
Okay, the mind of the body is like your physical body's healer, okay? Remember, your body goes through the process of breathing. It, you know, it has its own mechanism to do healings. You cut your finger. And if you notice, when you're younger, things tend to heal a lot faster than when you get older. So we'll just say that you're younger, maybe age of 10, and you break your hip. Well, that heals pretty quick, or a broken bone of your leg. Then naturally you get older, and maybe your bones are more porous, and all of a sudden that injury happens to you, and the doctor looks at you and says, you know, you're 70 years of age, don't expect much, you know, it's going to be painful, may not ever heal, you may want to get a hip replacement or, you know, et cetera. So why don't you heal? Number one, it's because your mind or the body is not functioning properly. This is the consciousness of your body to heal itself, okay? And number two, Your emotional baggage, your stuff, the stuff of your ancestors that you haven't dealt with, is now preventing your body from having a healing. This is why we have special healing sessions from the light ship. This is a must if you wish to have longevity and to live a better life here. Otherwise, as most of you know, as you get older, you know, stuff starts to happen to you, you know. And from that point in time, you know, as you get probably maybe past the age of 40, you know, your body starts to ache and have problems. So the mind of the body is there to correct these situations that you might be having. But naturally, because you have these death barcodes in place, and I'm doing a special healing with that online. It's an 8 hour healing typically. You must do it continuously. It's $150 and you can do two healings right now for the price of one. You do your death barcode, and then you also do an emotional stress barcode. The dark side put barcodes in you. Remember, you're programmed by your natal chart, and incorporated in that is these death barcodes. So you know when you're coming, as the chart shows that, and it also shows you possibly when you're going to be dying, okay? But basically, you have three times to leave the Earth plane here. Why do you have three times? This is what most people from the other side, because they want to get a... too much physical pain, because they live off of your emotional trauma energy. But when your spirit is weakened, then it cannot support, you know, giving your body life. And so it doesn't do them any good at all if your spirit is too weak and they can't live off of you. So they want to recycle you instantly, get rid of the body so your spirit leaves. They capture your spirit again into the forced reincarnation process, and you're bounced back here again after the spirit's cleaned off as much as it can be, and then you reincarnate over again. And that's typically what they call your karmic wheel of life. This is what they call, you know, you came back because you wanted to experience something here that you didn't do in your last lifetime, or you caused somebody some physical pain, so you're back here as a, you know, to reap whatever you've done in the past, rewards or negative things. But basically, that's all the dark side information and setup, and this is brought forth by the spiritual teachings of religions and the people that thought they knew what they were talking about. So everybody kind of buys that system, so to speak. I don't buy it, but you probably have heard about that through others. So what happens is you have three particular barcodes that you want to release. The first barcode, we'll say that you're at the age of 30, and the first barcode is in place. Well, you're going to start losing your life force energy, and you will probably have physical problems, things happening to your body about 10 years prior. So at the age of 20, your body starts to degenerate, because your mind and your body says, wow, there's a barcode in place that I will not be here in 10 years, so I'm going to be dead. So why should I heal the body? It's useless. You can override that, but you still start losing life force energy. You might lose 40% of your life force energy. And you can just look at people that are in the hospital or friends of yours maybe, even yourself, and you notice that, gee, you know, I felt wonderful years ago, and each year that I live, I'm feeling weaker each time. Well, you're going through different barcodes. So that could be your first barcode at the age of 30. I mean, it started at the age of 20. Maybe your second one comes in place. Maybe at the age, we'll just say, of 38. So now you're living from 30 to 38 with maybe 40% less energy. Second barcode comes in. That's your chance to leave. Maybe you don't want to leave. Maybe you're in a marriage. Maybe you have children. And you go, man, I got to survive here. You know, I got this bad hip and I got a kidney problem. You know, maybe I was in a car accident. You know, I'm limping around. I'm still going to hang in here because I have this family to take care of. So instead of dying with an illness, maybe you contract something else. Then all of a sudden, you know, you stay in and you hit the third barcode, and naturally you lost energy from 30 to 38. Maybe you're living on 30% of your life force energy. Maybe you can't get healed when you're living so low on energy. The mind of the body also gives up more. So the age of, we'll say, 42 comes into play, and you finally say, man, I've had enough. I give up. This life is too hard here. I'm living in too much pain. I'm suffering too much, and I'm sorry, family, but I just can't hang in any longer. I gotta leave. So, that's your barcode coming into place by the darkness, and you're out of here. So, on the website, we have a healing to eliminate that. I'm not going to say you're going to live forever, naturally, but you will get your life force energy back, and these barcodes will be taken off of you. And it must be done in one setting. Each particular year that you have will require 2 hours to do. And you could have more than three. Most people have three barcodes, 90% of the people. And after you do the first three, if you have more, just, you know, ask your spirit. This program's all about you asking your spirit for advice to drop into your heart center. Ask your spirit. Maybe you have five more, then you have to do additional clearings. You can do it the next day or maybe wait the next week. But you must do the first three all in one setting. So you want to set aside 8 hours of time. There's no shortcut for this here. You have to be dedicated enough for life to want to spend the time to do this clearing. So, I guess back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, you know, you're talking about the death barcode clearing, and I'd love to read one of the testimonials that came in about that, because it's very beautiful. So this person says, the death barcode removal has been one of the best things I have done for myself. The results have changed my life. It has given me such a clarity, peace, and inner and outer sight I did not think possible. I'm able to bounce back from turmoil very, very quickly and make decisions based on a perception, my spirit, with wisdom. I have fun, see colors much more vividly. In short, I feel alive. I thank Ron Amatron and those of the Creation Lightship for making this a reality. So that's really awesome, Ron, and wonderful to hear the results that have been coming in. I know you've got quite a lot of people that have commented that they feel that they've got their life back again, their life force energy, and how that's, you know, given them kind of a hope again.
Yep, that's what it does. Remember, what we have here, what we need is hope, you know. And this is a hopeless place, you know. Every day you're dealing with something, you know, unless you live, you know, maybe as a monk or something, or somebody away from people, where you don't. Jungle or. Put on the second barcode for stress for people in this clearing. So it'll be on there for maybe a short time. I'll probably add a few more barcodes. If I add any more, then I'll have to take that stress release barcode off that one, and we'll have it as a separate healing. But for right now, by all means, you know, go on there and do it. I can't tell you, you know, how important this is to get this barcode off of you, because it just, I just, you know, can't express what it's going to do to change your life, because you will feel better. I wish we can get somebody calling in here who have done this. I'm sure we have people online. So even if you're a shy person and you're afraid to talk, please just come on and call BBS. Maybe we can post the phone number. We have maybe, you know, 20 minutes or less than that on the show, maybe 15 minutes. And you can just, you know, talk about how you experienced it, and it would be wonderful to have your voice, you know, on the radio program. The archives are great for people listening right now who could read them, but you were not recording your audio on the particular fast chat. So if you can come on, anybody, it would be just nice to hear your voice. So I'll just put that out there. Maybe we can get one or two people calling. So let's do a
I think maybe we have a caller right now.
Oh, that'd be great. Hey, who's there?
Hi, Ron. It's Annika.
Hi, Annika.
Hi, Annika.
Hi, Sylvia. Hi, everyone.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. You know, for me, it's been about a week since I did the second of those barcodes. And it really took me quite a few days for me. But I've also been on the calls on Sundays. So, you know, I've been really feeling those things coming off me, all of them, and it's been a lot of staying up at night for me. But now I'm finally sleeping. But I just wanted to say that has been my experience. That doesn't have to be anybody else's experience. I think it's very individual. And I've also had to clear a lot for my family, so I think a lot goes through me because I've worked for them too, you know. So it's been a lot of work for me. This is definitely an incredible month, and I just the last couple of days, I've in the mornings after waking up and taking my girls off to do their things, I've actually gone back to bed, and I was
Well, it sounds like you've been through just a tremendous amount of healing, like you said, with the 8-hour intensives and the barcode removals, and then doing that for all your family members as well. So that's really something. That shows a lot of dedication to getting that done.
Yeah, I just know the benefits. You know, I really, really know how good this is to, you know, be able to take those things off us. I mean, this is the opportunity of a lifetime that just only comes once in a lifetime. And perhaps not even every lifetime, you know, as we know it. So I cannot say any more about, you know, take that opportunity when you can. And that's why I will do everything I can to work as much with all the things that are offered through Creation Lightship and Ron. So
that's great.
You know,
I was just curious, like, if you had any specific things that you've noticed in maybe yourself or members of your family, any of the positive changes that you've experienced as these energies are leaving you.
Yes. I've actually had people commented lately on me looking good, you know, and I've actually seen it myself. I don't know. I cannot really put my finger on it, but it's as if I feel younger. And I don't know. I mean, it sounds so cliche and so kind of, you know, it doesn't really sound, but it's hard for me to put it into words. It's like a whole lifting of my feeling life. You know, I don't have a heavy feeling anymore. I don't feel stressed like I did even a month ago. The stresses are so far ahead, even though they're still there. You know, nothing has really changed. I
you
mean
like in the circumstances haven't changed
in my life, that's right, in the circumstances of my life, you know, I haven't won $1,000 or anything. I haven't, you know, I haven't gotten more money. I haven't gotten an easier life. In fact, some things have actually happened to that made me, you know, I lost a job and it was my fourth job this year. And now I'm on my fifth and sixth job. So I'm training for those now. So, you know, my pace has not slowed down. I have to keep on top of things, but it's so much easier for me to do.
Yeah, because the way that you're relating to the way that you're experiencing things, well, I've noticed, you know, it doesn't necessarily depend on your circumstances, because you are like basically kind of free of that energy that was pinning you to it.
That's right. Exactly. That's it's just like the things that have been stressing me out in my life are still there. They are just not feeling that way to me anymore. Then I do not perceive them the same way. They don't you know, it's sort of like they're there, but it doesn't bother me now. So my, you know, my kids playing up doesn't bother me as much. My husband is, and I feel much more in tune too. It's, you know, that part I think is a lot of the, possibly a lot of these Sundays calls too. A lot of that with not having those shadow bodies interfering with our life constantly, you know, what a relief. And there's still one more to go, so more to come out.
That's great. And how about your children and what you've seen either in them or their experiences, their changes?
Yeah, I see them relating better. I see them relating in every way. You know, everything is more like, okay, Mom, we'll do this, or it's the relationships that have changed, and it's a calmness, you know, around us that wasn't there before. So that I can see it's maybe I'll think about it. Maybe I can come up with something till Monday or something that, you know, more specific. But it's just like a real lightness, a real much lighter feeling around.
Well, that's good. Light is very good. And you know, like you're saying, so many things in life make us feel heavy or, you know, downtrodden or stressed out or like we can't win. And then when you have, you know, the intervention with the light ship and taking these energies, dark side energies away, and suddenly you have, you know, your life force back, and you can hear the voice of your spirit again, and you just feel like, you know, that kind of lightness that you maybe had when you were real young that you haven't experienced for a while.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, it sort of takes me back to what Robin was saying on one of the calls maybe a week or two ago, when he was talking about how it's all a game and looking at it as a game. It also reminds me of a movie that's called, I think it's called It's a Beautiful Life or It's a Wonderful Life, about a father who has his son and they end up in concentration camp. And the whole time, to survive and to go on with his son not being affected by all the darkness around him, they pretty much pretend it's all a game. And the ones that can just stick with the game, they will win. And not get in, you know, not get down by the game, but just say, just pretending it's just a game.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
a beautiful
really
movie,
beautiful.
Actually.
Yeah. Well, wonderful.
So,
can I ask you one more question?
It's easier to be in the game, yeah.
I wanted to ask you one more question, because I believe you were saying on the fast chat that you were also doing the emotional stress barcode clearings now.
Yes.
After the other barcodes were removed.
Yes.
And I know a lot of people haven't had a chance to do that yet, so could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I did those last week. So I started with those last week. I'm pretty sure it was last week. And for me personally, it was even more than the D barcodes. The first ones were a little, they were very emotional, the first ones, but this one was harder for me to do because it really made me tired. This one really made me tired and made me, you know, almost struggle to get it out. But I'm the kind of person who's been really emotional, overly emotional. I can cry at the top of, you know, anything. I'll see something beautiful and I can cry. So I know that the emotions have really been at a high level in me, you know, even though I have done constantly the updates on the emotional clearing, but the emotional barcode, my goodness, that was big for me. I would so recommend doing it. So important. And I had to do 7 of them for me twice. And I still felt the energy. But I kind of go back and do it one more time. If I feel that there's energy there, and it's kind of a test everyone can do to go back and do it again. And if you're feeling that there's still some energy there, it could still be good to do the whole thing again.
So after then getting those off and going through that, what you went through with the clearing, did you find kind of like your body, that stress left your body and your whole body kind of was more able to just be at ease and feel a sense of, you said earlier you're able to sleep now good, so do you feel more relaxed in general?
Yes. I feel so much more relaxed. I know there's still much more to do. You know, don't get me wrong. I know I've been one of those who's been, you know, part of things that we don't want to talk about. And I am one of those people who kind of know that I've been up there and used and abused and all that. So
yeah.
There's a lot for me. There's a lot for me to clear, but just not having at all the same sort of stress that I've had. So it's been big. The emotional barcode coming off has been very, very big. And I said that about the death barcode too. So, you know, it definitely,
yeah.
It's hard to sort of say which one is more important. If anything is more important, I think it's very personal. For me, all of it has been one thing after another that are just so important.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. It's always wonderful to hear from you and have your voice on the air and hear
thank
your experiences.
You.
Yeah, I wish our time wasn't going so quickly. It's about almost time to the end of the show. But thank you so much for calling again.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for all you do, too. And thanks for all the support, Sylvia. And thank you, Ron, forever. You know, I am forever grateful for everything. So thank you so much.
Okay, great. Well, Ron, can we fit in one more request before we...
Sure, we could do that. Sure, then we'll bring in some peace to end the show here.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Now, I heard another beep. Maybe we have another caller on, actually. Is anyone there?
It's Kimberly, Sylvia.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hello.
Hi, Kimberly.
Well, gosh, most of my questions were already answered with your previous speaker there. I wasn't sure. Is that Heal that I heard or Annika?
Oh, that was Annika, yeah.
Annika that you're talking with?
Uh-huh.
With the death bar and the emotional, I think, stress bar. What is the emotional stress bar? I mean, I know it stresses an emotion, but how is that bar configured into our DNA? Or is it too late in the radio show to ask for that?
No, that's good.
I mean, I get the death bar, but I was just surprised to see.
Yeah, the death bar code is how they want you to die. It, you know, makes the body give up.
Right.
The stress one is. Very similar, and that is how your body brings stress to you, okay?
Okay.
And so it like has a big flag out there that you want to become stressed, which will actually kill you also, okay? So if anybody out there is listening and they have stress in their life, it's because the barcode is bringing up stress from your ancestors for you to work in the mode of stress. Okay, which also brings people into your life to stress you out. This is why most people say that stress, you know, will kill you, you know, which is true. So this barcode finally gives you some hope, gives you some peace, because that one also is very dangerous, but it allows you to get rid of the stress. Does that make sense to you, Kimberly?
It does. It was just so powerful when... you know, it was activated for the clearing. It was very, very strong for me. And I think I'm still kind of adjusting because it was such a powerful clearing, the combination. And I'm such a multitasker. I also hear and do my work in that. And sometimes I wish I'd maybe just spend a little more me time with it. But I was just very aware of the shifting and vibration and frequency changes that were taking place. And I had quite a few to do. It took me a while. But it gave me such a sense of peace. I mean, even though I can't prove it's really true, but I can feel it happening. And, of course, I value you immensely. My experiences with you are undeniable. And I believe I was probably hanging on maybe, 2% when I met you. So for me to be where I am now is just amazing with myself. I am more focused. I'm not so overwhelmed or fragmented or shifting or flighty. I can see a situation and I move through it calmly with ease. And the healings have just been immensely beneficial and helpful. And I truly thank you for being here and making these sacrifices for us. Also, I felt with the death bar code and the emotional stress bar, it was like a tension kind of twisting or being deflated, or there's just a little bit of variety there, but or even kind of like some kind of decoding sense, but tremendous. Just like, aha, you know, I feel really good now, but not really able to explain it, but really definitely aware of it. So I can share that.
Well, it's really beautiful. I love what you said, and it's very interesting how both you and Annika mentioned this feeling of calm that kind of happened within you, and I think that's really important. I think it's so, you know, what we're so used to not being in that state of neutral where we can just be in the present moment and not be reacting to everything around us, not having all that energy come in on us and make us go into judgment. And so what I'm hearing from you and also from Monica is that kind of central, neutral, calm, peaceful space is opening up to more and more with that, with those clearings, so that, you know, all that stuff that's, you know, happening in your environment or in your life is not bringing you out of balance like it used to.
Right, you understand. Yep.
And that's huge. That's really, you know, that's what it's all about, you know. If we can all get into that state, man, it's just great, because then we can just be in our hearts and work from spirit and not be just part of this whole dualistic mind energy that's going on.
And things come up to interrupt it, but it's so much easier to perceive what's going on and just deal with it. It's not a crazy drama. It's like, say, no, thank you. Or you know, the choices, it just seems to be more options.
Oh, that's wonderful. Great. Yeah, Annika, I think, was also saying, feeling that, you know, even though her circumstances in life hadn't necessarily improved in, you know, in certain areas like finance or whatever, her ability to deal with it, or her, you know, ability to stay in her own peace and not react to it or get stressed out over it so much had really shifted. And that's great, yeah.
Yeah, the emotional and mental options are just easy. It's just so much easier. And I do attribute that to, you know, many of the healings I've had as well, not just, you know, doing the death bar, the emotional stress bar, but the whole empowerment series. It's huge, huge difference. And people see me differently, too, and I resonate with people differently. Different quality, you know, is coming into my sphere more of my experience. And so I'm enjoying that as well.
Beautiful. Oh, wow. Thank you so much for calling. It's just great to talk to you and also to hear live and to hear you share your experiences. It's wonderful.
Well, I'm so glad you're both here. It's so helpful. Thanks again.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Okay. Good night.
Good night. Let's see. So Ron, I believe we had one other healing request, and that was for the infection body healing. And I just heard another beep, so let's see if someone else is on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Who's this?
Heal.
Hi, Heal.
Hi, Sylvia. I just want to say something about the barcode. I had to have it removed because I got a psychic attack. I mean, sharp pain in my chest, and that got me to take the barcode removal. So what I can say that it is not for the faint of heart. But if you have 5 barcodes like I had, but it's all worth it. It's how should I say, a marathon, but the result is redefinition of yourself. It's like I see myself in a high definition. I'm still in the process of going through it. I haven't finished it because it takes commitment, it takes patience, it takes all you got, but it's worth it. Thank you.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you so much for calling in about that. And, call us back when you've gotten through them and keep us posted on what you experience. Okay, so I guess Heal hopped off the line. Thank you so much for calling, Heal.
Thank you for calling.
And Ron, over to you for that request for the infection body clearing.
Okay, here we go. So, infection body clearing, so 7 days ago cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I also do toxicity type of lymphatic clearing. This is what we recommend if you have the barcode done and you still, or maybe you have a physical problem, an illness, and, you know, once you get onto that particular healing, we recommend the mind of the body infection and the lymphatic clearing to help you out after that here. That's just something that some people may want to consider afterwards, because these bodies typically will not completely help you because the barcode's still in place, okay? And so the mind of the body cannot regenerate itself enough to give enough energy to the lost the life force of the body. So this would be the way that you can regain and maybe feel better afterwards too. So here we go. This is your lymphatic system clearing here. So 7 days ago cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. That doesn't feel right to me. 6 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared. 2 days is a big one here, so I'm going to start clearing 2 days here. And we're clearing that here. Cleared and today cleared. So some people, I think, maybe had a problem. Your body might be heating up somewhat. And that's what normally happens is that your body will show you that something's happening because of the way it's responding. And normally when someone has a healing process occurring, the body will normally become warmer. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we're actually over time just a little bit. So before we go, I just wanted to mention that there is still time to take part in this Sunday's Marathon Intensive Healing Day, which is available to anyone who can come on by phone. You don't have to travel anywhere. And it's an 8-hour healing on the light ship with more of these removals of the shadow bodies and the different energies that we want to get rid of, and more spirit infusion to bring your spirit in more fully. So it's a wonderful opportunity. And just connect with Ron if you would like to take part in that. And let's see, I think you mentioned wanting to end with some peace energy tonight.
Okay,
so I'll just turn
so
it back
I'll
over.
Do that here.
Okay.
So if you'd like to bring the light beam up, do so. Just scroll down on the monitor screen about an inch or so. Creation Lightship Healing, click on it and go down. And here we go. We're going to energize the light beam with some wonderful peace energy. So just kind of look at your clock right now, and at 1:30, the energy will leave. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. You might see the light beam actually change as this wonderful peace energy comes into your room. And I'll increase it again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. We'll be going there for some healings. And then Sunday is the 8-hour marathon special conference call to get rid of the shadow bodies and shapeshifters and some of the extraterrestrial invasive parasites that everybody has in them. And if you can't come on full-time, I have a lot of people who want to experience this, but they're on absentee. So I'll just say, in closing, these healings will change your life. So back to you, Sylvia, and I'll just say blessings to everybody.
Okay, well, good night, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow night. and stay in your heart center and enjoy this beautiful divine energy. And thank you so much for being with us and being part of this. And thank you, Ron, for bringing us the truth and the lightship and the clearing so that we can all move forward and move into the true light energy. So thank you, and good night, and blessings, everyone.
Good night, everybody.